You overhear a man and a woman discussing a news item about the Oxford English Dictionary. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
Did you see that article in the paper saying that the Oxford English Dictionary may never again be published as a set of books? They were saying that since 1989, a large team of lexicographers have been working away on the new edition, trying to map what the article called the endlessly flowing river of the English language. Only about a third of the work's been done so far, and it's estimated there's at least 10 years' work still to do. I wonder how the researchers felt when they were told their work might never actually appear in its traditional book form.
I didn't read the article, but I heard someone on the radio saying it's a typical reflection of the decline of culture, an increasing sloppiness with regard to words, all the usual stuff. But then someone else said he thought it's better to see the change as a good thing and to celebrate it. He argued that the Oxford English Dictionary had no choice but to be published as a set of heavy and expensive volumes first, because no better technology was available. But now, at last, we're able to have it in a much more beautiful and accessible form, and don't have to put up with old inconveniences like books anymore. And I'd go along with that. I'm sure there'll be a tendency for lots of other books to go the same way soon.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Did you see that article in the paper saying that the Oxford English Dictionary may never again be published as a set of books? They were saying that since 1989, a large team of lexicographers have been working away on the new edition, trying to map what the article called the endlessly flowing river of the English language. Only about a third of the work's been done so far, and it's estimated there's at least 10 years' work still to do. I wonder how the researchers felt when they were told their work might never actually appear in its traditional book form.
I didn't read the article, but I heard someone on the radio saying it's a typical reflection of the decline of culture, an increasing sloppiness with regard to words, all the usual stuff. But then someone else said he thought it's better to see the change as a good thing and to celebrate it. He argued that the Oxford English Dictionary had no choice but to be published as a set of heavy and expensive volumes first, because no better technology was available. But now, at last, we're able to have it in a much more beautiful and accessible form, and don't have to put up with old inconveniences like books anymore. And I'd go along with that. I'm sure there'll be a tendency for lots of other books to go the same way soon.
Extract 2. You hear two people discussing a journey. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
So, how did it go then? Was the traffic as dire as you'd expected?
Worse, if anything. But at least it made it easier to find where I had to get to. It was off a tiny little side street, and I could easily have missed it if I'd been going a bit faster.
Oh, well, at least you saw it.
Yeah, but the street was so narrow with cars parked on either side. I only just managed to squeeze into a really tight spot at the end. But the worst thing was when I came to leave. The street turned out to be a dead end. There wasn't enough room for a car the size of ours to turn, so I had to back all the way out. I wish you'd been there to help guide me.
Well, I don't suppose you'd have listened to me if I had been there. I get flustered and you get cross.
No, I don't. Anyway, I really wondered if I was going to be able to make it.
Well, good for you. I hate having to reverse like that.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
So how did it go then? Was the traffic as dire as you'd expected?
Worse, if anything. But at least it made it easier to find where I had to get to. It was off a tiny little side street, and I could easily have missed it if I'd been going a bit faster.
Oh, well, at least you saw it.
Yeah, but the street was so narrow with cars parked on either side. I only just managed to squeeze into a really tight spot at the end. But the worst thing was when I came to leave. The street turned out to be a dead end. There wasn't enough room for a car the size of ours to turn, so I had to back all the way out. I wish you'd been there to help guide me.
Well, I don't suppose you'd have listened to me if I had been there. I get flustered and you get cross.
No, I don't. Anyway, I really wondered if I was going to be able to make it.
Well, good for you. I hate having to reverse like that.
Extract 3. You hear two people discussing a report. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. It was just to talk about that report you did for me.
Was it all right? I didn't have as much time to work through all the issues as I'd have liked.
No, I appreciate that. It was very good, considering the constraints you were under.
Thank you. So...
The thing is, the client has now come back to us with some changes to the specs.
Oh, right. Anything major?
Well, you're going to have to go away and study the fine print pretty thoroughly. I've only skimmed his document as I've been so busy with that university project. But there do seem to be one or two significant points.
So I'll need to start again from scratch?
I don't think that'll be necessary. Anyway, you do what you can on it for the rest of this week and over the weekend, and then we can get together again on Monday and check it through carefully. If you have any questions about it before then, feel free to email me. I'll be working from home for the next few days.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. It was just to talk about that report you did for me.
Was it all right? I didn't have as much time to work through all the issues as I'd have liked.
No, I appreciate that. It was very good, considering the constraints you were under.
Thank you. So...
The thing is, the client has now come back to us with some changes to the specs.
Oh, right. Anything major?
Well, you're going to have to go away and study the fine print pretty thoroughly. I've only skimmed his document as I've been so busy with that university project. But there do seem to be one or two significant points.
So I'll need to start again from scratch.
I don't think that'll be necessary. Anyway, you do what you can on it for the rest of this week and over the weekend, and then we can get together again on Monday and check it through carefully. If you have any questions about it before then, feel free to email me. I'll be working from home for the next few days.
Oh, okay. Thank you.